Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Michael Pierce met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 4 trip to Cleveland.
I feel good, man. Not the best since we lost last week, but I feel pretty good. Like I said, we just got to keep guys healthy and just keep rolling.
Been through a lot of different kinds of season. I mean, when you have all these injuries in the first few weeks of the season, do you have to fight to sort of stay positive at all? Or, I mean, is you guys just used to dealing with that?
I think you get used to it. I think it kind of can be shocking for, like, younger guys, like rookies. Yeah. But, like I said, once you've been, you know, I would say probably 2 to 3 years in the league, you just kind of get used to it. But, you know, like I said, people's roles change, and that's kind of where you see guys step up and or fall off. So, you know, T. Rob has done an amazing job, especially on our D-line, of just stepping up when he's needed. So, yeah, it's just kind of like a call to action. And like I said, the games don't change, but the people do. So it's kind of how you deal with it.
Speaking of injuries, I mean, obviously they just lost Nick Chubb recently.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, how challenging is it going up against that Cleveland run game? And, you know, it's been really productive for a few years.
Yeah, I mean, Kareem Hunt is a mainstay for them. He's been there, what, 3 or 4 years? So he's familiar. He played last week. Their offensive line is really, really good, one of the tops in the league. So it's a difficult game, but I think we had the men that's built for the job. Me and myself, Travis, Herb, Brody, Beeks, obviously. So it's going to be on us to establish a line of scrimmage and kind of make them at least – stutter their feet and go backside or go where the runs aren't planned to go. So, like I said, I think we got the men for the job, along with Roquan and all those guys as well. But it's definitely been placed on us to set the tone for the game and move forward from there.
So, did you see any difference in Deshaun Watson last week compared to the previous games?
Yeah, he was more accurate. I'm not the most I probably would say I'm probably the least guy to – pay attention to the quarterback as far as, like, throws down the field. But, no, he was definitely more accurate and more precise with the ball. They had some miscues. But, I would say he's always been elusive. He did make a lot of guys miss a lot of sacks, which we struggled with a little bit last week. So, they just kind of emphasized that at practice, just making sure we break down our feet and try to, you know, get our bodies in front of him. But he does a great job of making guys miss and looking for those second plays and getting the ball downfield after the initial play breaks down.
Michael, going up against the team that has the number one defense, did that invigorate you and your fellow defenders to try and outclass them, outperform them, more so than just traditionally playing against them?
So I would say we strive to be the number one defense. We aren't there at the moment, but definitely. But this is Cleveland Browns or Baltimore Ravens. It's always been a big hit, take a punch, throw a punch kind of game. So, we definitely are aware that they're number one. And like I said, they have an amazing front. Obviously, we know Z and all those guys, so play with Dalvin. So, we definitely want to outplay them. But at the end of the day, that number one spot is still up for grabs until the season's over. So that's what we're striving for. I would just say from the last year or so, we haven't had the best run defense when we went there. Well, they ran well when they were here, but I wouldn't say so. I mean, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, they're all kind of the same to me, especially in the trenches. Like I said, we've been playing against Nick Chubb there and you know how great he is. So I think it's just really, like I said, just take a punch, throw a punch. It's been that way with Pittsburgh, especially when they had like Le'Veon Bell and all those guys and the Pouncey guys. So I would relate to that. Just another hard-hitting, fun game to play in if you're in the trenches.
Does the defense make anything extra about going into an enemy territory and maybe being motivated by everyone being against you? Is there anything that fuels you about that?
I say it's satisfying when you take the life out of that crowd. And it goes silent. I've been a part of some really good defenses here, and we've done that on a few occasions. So that's what you strive for. And if you can get to a point, probably third or fourth quarter, where they don't have any momentum and that crowd is really silent, that really, really feels really good.
Michael, how exciting is it to get Marcus Williams back on the practice
Mitchell just, you know, a few weeks ago, didn't know if you guys were even going to have him the rest of the year.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's one of our leaders. So anytime he can just be around, be out here, no matter the capacity, it always makes you feel good. Anytime you get any of your guys back, we'll get Marlon back at some point. Those guys who are working to get healthy, Tyus as well. So anytime you can get a guy like Marcus back who changes the game in the blink of an eye, that's always good to just have that energy back and have those guys who you can really, really rely on back. So, no, it's awesome.
Like, too much pride. You guys take stop in the run. Moss had a few runs last week. Mm-hmm. What did you see? And I guess how much more determined that makes you guys down at that end of
the game? We had a misalignment on the first play of the game, and we had some misfits. So it's really hard to disseminate to the public how much one person being out of place or lining up wrong really makes a difference, but I can't stress to y'all enough, like, that's super, super important. So when I say, like, oh, we didn't line right, that's like a big, big deal. And you can really, really see if you watch film how that affects the defense. So obviously that's on us, getting the calls and lining up right and then, you know, executing the calls when we do have those missteps. But like I told me and Brody were talking about it earlier, just every play somebody may make a misstep or may miss an assignment, but it's about those other 10 guys who can cover that up and then keep going. So,
one more from Michael. Michael, one of, like, the big picture trends on offense across the league is, like, shorter passes, mm-hmm. sometimes get the ball out to quarterbacks.
Right.
When you're out there on a passing down, has that, like, fundamentally changed your technique or your approach and the way you about your job?
Yeah, I mean, I would say also I wasn't out there a lot initially, but they called on me to do that this year. Yeah, you definitely see a lot of different short passes and then just RPOs in general. So those are intended to slow guys like myself down, especially the bigger guys who have to get themselves moving, play the run first, and then go out, vice versa from the ends. So, no, it definitely changes my approach. It also changes the way you kind of attack things. So I think Mike McDonald does a great job of just mixing up different calls to get us moving, even though they might have different scenarios depending on the down and distance.
Thank you, Michael.
Sure. Yeah.